What is so bad about being attached? By Krishna's mercy.
Yam hi na vyathyante te purushan purusharsham. Samdua khasukhan dhiram somratatvai kalpate.
Quote, O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.15.
I recently read from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada about the Vaishnava being able to live anywhere. Something about sitting down anywhere, under any conditions, and remaining happy. That is a cool ability, no doubt. I will not argue with the advantage that affords. At the same time, what is so wrong with needing certain things in order to be happy? Sort of like the writers that rock stars are famous for. In asking certain conditions to be met at a concert venue for their appearance to go smoothly, some people need things around them in order to feel sane. We praise these great acharyas for living the renounced life, for sleeping underneath trees, for barely eating, for having no possessions, and so forth. Okay, that is great for them, but what if I don't want to do that? What is wrong with being attached to family and friends? Should I artificially give stuff up, just to torture myself? I don't see how I'm any worse of a person for wanting to watch a little television at night, for instance. If I want to call up my friend to talk when I'm feeling lonely. If I take joy in the milestones that my child reaches. Do you get what I'm saying?
It is simply the way of human society to praise those who make sacrifices. Taking the selfish person on the one side and the renounced person on the other, there is a marked difference in treatment. The one who buys fancy cars, is always partying, who needs a large house, and must travel in luxury elicits envy more than anything. The one who gives their time for others, sacrificing their own comforts, traveling from place to place, not demanding anything from anyone else, they tend to get respect. It is human nature to flow in that direction. I appreciate what others can do that I am not as capable of, especially if it is something I wish I could be doing. The scientific explanation is that attachments lead to rebirth. Plain and simple. No extended explanation necessary. It is like someone who stays stuck in the dream, not wanting to wake up. Someone who wants to stay in the mood of the film they just watched. A child who wants to stay in the sand, to play day after day. At some point we have to grow up. Spiritual life is like finally growing up after many lifetimes spent in ignorance. Spiritual life as a discipline begins with knowledge and renunciation. The two work together, hand in hand. The knowledge I receive makes me reassess my interests. Through renunciation I am better able to accept knowledge, which descends from a chain of teachers.
Karmendriyani Sanyame Ya aste mansa smaran. Indriyarthan vimudhatma. Mithyachara sa uchyate.
Quote, one who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.6.
If I have a choice in the matter, wouldn't I want a way of life that creates the ability to be happy anywhere? Wouldn't it be better to be free of an addiction? Isn't it beneficial to remain in a peaceful state, no matter what else is going on around me? At the end of the day, spiritual life is for feeling pleasure. It should bring ananda. It should make me happy. It should be a decision that I do not regret later on. Rather, saintly people think that whenever they finally did decide to become serious about the true purpose of the human, so much time had already been wasted.
Bahuna janmana mante. Janvan ma prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvam iti. Sa mahatma sudurlabha.
Quote, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.19.
The poor person is suffering. The rich person is suffering. The man experiences a decent amount of happiness. The same for the woman. These things fluctuate, like the changing of seasons, but spiritual life is for finding a higher taste. That taste is not far in proximity. The source of pleasure, Rama, is already within me.
Vishya vinivartante. Niraharasya dehina. Rasvarjan rasope asya. Param drishtva nivartate.
Quote, the embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But, seizing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.59.
I merely require a change in consciousness. That is why Bhakti Yoga translates well to the concept known as Krishna consciousness. A person in Krishna consciousness, the Vaishnava, can be happy in any situation precisely because they are always connected to the Supreme Consciousness, which never leaves them. In closing, advantage in that way, that in any place can stay, through renunciation preceded, where extravagance not needed, because keeping always in mind, the one in whom Ananda to find, consciousness shifted from teaching, to a higher taste reaching.